My name is Tony Reinhardt. I'm with Ford Motor Company, and it's a distinct pleasure to be here today to make a fairly unique presentation. The vehicle behind us is something that we've been working on, and I'm quite pleased to report that it's only one of 20 such vehicles in the world. It's a hybrid electric vehicle, which we produce in Kansas City. We've been producing all of our hybrid electric vehicles so far in Kansas City. But this one is unique in that it also can run on E85. E85 has been a fuel of choice for us for some time. We've made a huge commitment in our efforts and are now producing a large percentage of our fuel, our fleet, are FFV compatible. By 2010, we will double our current production, and by 2012, we will be able to produce 50% of all of our vehicles as FFV capable vehicles. But what makes this one unique, I said, is the fact that we combine the two technologies into one. You may ask, what are the benefits of that? There are many. In particular, it's actually the reduction in the CO2 emissions. We get a significant reduction just because of the fact that it is an HEV, a hybrid electric vehicle, but once we put the E85 combination with it, we can get an additional 25% reduction. So it is a quite impressive vehicle. There are only 20 of them, and it's my distinct pleasure today to present the key to Governor Blunt for one of these vehicles to be placed in the Missouri fleet.
Thanks, Tony, and we're very pleased and proud to take possession of this vehicle for use within our fleet, and I want to commend everybody at Ford for the innovation that's gone into this. The hybrid, the Ford Hybrid Escape, is an inherently fuel-efficient vehicle. It's good for the environment. It's a great car to drive. If you've never driven one, it's nice and quiet most of the time, and you're driving about town, so I've had an opportunity to drive one a couple of times. It really are a great car, but what does make this special is the unique nature of it. We have about 1,000 E85 capable vehicles in our fleet of cars for the state, about a little over 1,000. I think it's 1,032 to be precise, that are capable of using E85. And then we have a dozen or so, I believe, hybrid vehicles. But as was mentioned, this is the combination of the two. And as of now, this is really the crown jewel within the fleet of state vehicles. So we're very proud of this car. In addition to the basic benefits you get with a hybrid, as was mentioned, there's a great environmental benefit, about a 25% reduction in CO2 emissions. So this is a car and vehicle that is good for our environment, that is clearly fuel efficient, that will help support our family farmers, and I think it makes a lot of sense to get our fuel from Missouri farmers and farmers in the heartland of America rather than tyrants that hate the United States and hate Americans and hate everything we stand for. And of course, that's a part of what E85 is. It's what our E10 initiative is that will kick in January 1st of 2008. And virtually all of the gasoline sold in the state of Missouri will contain 10% ethanol. Renewable fuels, plant-based renewable fuels, are a big part of Missouri's future, and Ford Motor Company is an important part of Missouri's future. So I want to commend the innovation that's gone into this vehicle. It's a great privilege to take control of the keys, which the Highway Patrol want me to hand over to somebody else very quickly because they know I don't drive very much these days. But thank you for everything you've done. Ford's a great employer, a great corporate citizen, and we appreciate the innovation that's going to keep Missouri competitive. Thank you, Tony. Oh, now we're going to hear from the leader of the Corn Growers Association as we battled in 2005 to fully fund the Ethanol Incentive Fund. Of course, he was a great ally. And then in 2006 with the creation of the Renewable Fuel Standard for the fourth state in the country to have a Renewable Fuel Standard. Through all that, the corn growers have really been a great ally, and certainly they've benefited from the able leadership of Gary Marshall. Gary?
Thank you, Governor. I'd just like to say on behalf of the Missouri Corn Growers Association that we certainly appreciate everything that Governor Blunt has done to help lead this state and this nation towards energy dependence. Independence from foreign sources of energy is just a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. We know we don't get all the way we want to go with ethanol, but it certainly gets us a long way down the road. Governor Blunt has been an innovator in this whole area, and I want to congratulate Ford as well. Tony, we really appreciate what you folks are doing to produce these flexible fuel vehicles. We have now about 75 E85 locations around the state of Missouri, so our job is to provide the fuel, the ethanol, that's going to power these vehicles. And working with great supporters like Governor Blunt, we're going to be able to do that, Tony. we're going to be able to do that, Governor. We're going to have more ethanol, more E85. We're really looking forward to January 1 of this year when every single gallon of gasoline sold in the state of Missouri contains 10% ethanol. Governor, thank you for your leadership very, very much.